Spotlights. You are listening to a very special bonus episode of Marvel's Pull List. I'm Ryan Panagos, aka Agent M, and I am here because we got something special, something fun for you this week. This bonus is really cool because it's an interview I did with Mr. Rob Liefeld himself. This actually was part of our big Deadpool Nerdy 30 special live virtual event that we did for Marvel Unlimited Plus subscribers and some other folks. So we did that a while ago, but we had such a great time chatting with Rob that we wanted to share this audio with everybody out there because it's fantastic. If you don't know who Rob Liefeld is, well, let me tell you. Rob is the co-creator of Deadpool and Cable and really emerged onto the Marvel comic scene in the late 80s and into the very beginning of the 90s, doing explosive, really fun artwork around mutants and other characters. But yeah, his last 12 issues or so on New Mutants brought in a whole bunch of cool stuff. I'm a big fan of that run. And right towards the end of that run in New Mutants 98, we are introduced to a character by the name of Deadpool. Now, 30 years later, everybody knows who Deadpool is. My mom knows who Deadpool is. My mom doesn't even know what I do for a living, and she knows who Deadpool is. So that's where we're at. Rob is here to tell us all kinds of really, really cool stuff about the creation of Deadpool, about working on these books, on these issues, where he is now, and all kinds of fun stuff. In the interview, Rob does hold up some of his original sketches to the camera, but you can also see some of the work that he's talking about if you go check out New Mutants number 98 on Marvel Unlimited. He has originals and really cool pieces from the creation of this now landmark issue still to this day. So it's very, very cool. This is a chat with Mr. Rob Liefeld about all things Deadpool. Let's listen. Rob freaking Liefeld, how are you doing, my friend?
Good, good. What's up? How you guys doing?
Very good. Very well. Very excited because, of course, we're talking about Deadpool's 30th birthday. It's bananas to think about that right now and like where we are in the world and everything that's gone on. And you and I have known each other probably like 15 years or so. And to think that double that time is how long Deadpool's been around. Of course, first appeared in New Mutants way back when in 1991. Can you tell us, and for all the fans who are eager to hear about these cool stories, what that was like? You know, when I think of that time period, I think of like intense creation and cool ideas and characters and stuff. And it's like Cable and Domino and Shatterstar and friggin' Gideon and all kinds of fun stuff and Deadpool, like just coming out of it. What was that creation like back then?
Ryan, I'm going to tell you, it is shocking to me too that it's been 30 years. It is like, I just go, what? Because I can remember, I mean, it was like yesterday. I keep artifacts of, I don't throw anything away. So I have all the little sketches and the notes and the, which I'm going to share with you later. But no, I was in I love my office at the time. So I was in Orange County. It was part of the, you know, the Marvel editorial called us the West Coast. There was West Coast rap and it was like the West Coast crew because it was a time where, you know, growing up, my heroes were all East Coast based. George Perez, John Byrne, you know, Walt Simonson, Frank Miller, all these guys worked in New York. And suddenly with FedEx and fax machines, and one of the things Cable and Deadpool were coming through the fax machines. I have to describe to my kids what a fax machine, that's an FAX for our listeners. And the thing is that period of time was really just exciting. And because we were the West Coast crew, we had convinced Marvel to get these fax machines to receive all of our ideas, and it made things so much easier. But that time, I had a loft office that I did pretty much the entire New Mutants X-Force run in. So that 2.5-3 years was all in that one studio space. So that was just an exciting time. And Deadpool and Gideon and Domino, because we don't want to leave out Domino and Gideon. They get offended because they're like, we're 30 years old too.
Right.
I got what I wanted. I had petitioned to, you know, take over the book and was told when I came on that they were going to make a shift in all the creative teams. And that's when you got Jim Lee on the X-Men and that's when you got Wills on X-Factor. So really exciting time. But Ryan, I did not have Wolverine and Spider-Man at my disposal. Okay. When we had Wolverine appear in New Mutants 93 and 94, it was back in the day you would submit okay? Like, may I have Wolverine in my book? And then they would take some time to clear it. You know, they would, you know, it's kind of, I think, the same way now. I mean, if you write the comic, you have the dominion over that character. They're not going to yank Captain America or Hulk out from that writer and put him in something that without at least acknowledging their input. So I had to wait for, approval from Chris Claremont, from everybody else, if we could have Wolverine, how are we going to use him? Because, again, I didn't have those tools, and I loved Wolverine and I love Spider-Man, but the New Mutants, we were doing a whole remake. And so now they're letting me write the book and draw the book. So, you know, I figured like Cable had done very well. So now how do I follow that up? And I stacked the deck. People ask this all the time. Why are these three characters in the same book? I'm like, I figured one of them had to work, right? I mean, I was literally trying to find a facsimile. I know I have a bunch of the facsimile copies and the different reprints you guys have done over the years. But of course, today I could not find a single one of them. So I had to go and get one of the, like the this is my reader copy of New Mutants. All the others are slabbed because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get notices when this airs. I can't believe how he's touching that comic. You know, the collector's world. Sure. I can't believe how he's touching it. How I've been like when I've done.
Did you save many from back then? Did you act like have the foresight to save some of those?
So check this out. I did last summer. Okay. The great thing is no. And I got comps back. You guys still give great comps, but Marvel would send me comps. And so it was four Easters ago. We always go to my wife's father's house. And I have known my wife longer than Deadpool. I mean, I met 35 years. We've been married 26, but I was friends with the family and her parents and her family were really supportive of me. So I would always give them copies. Ryan, I am going through. I said, hey, Winston, that's her dad's name. I said, can I look through the file cabinet where you have all the comics? And dude, there's eight New Mutants 98s, Tony copies. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And 87, he had, and I said, can I get these slabbed for you? I want to get them slabbed. And so he let me submit them. I put them through the grading service and gave them back to him. I said, this is you, if you're going to have these, and maybe you'll give them to my kids, the grandkids later. But now they're really protected. And so then last summer, I'm in my storage unit, of which I have too many storage units. But my second storage unit, I am looking in and Ryan, there's my New Mutants. And there's about 20 of them, 20 98s.
So
I did. I got half of them. I got half of them, you know, graded, and the other ones I just haven't yet because that process is long and it's expensive. But anyway, so before they freak out, yeah. So the reason there's three of them on this not minty copy of New Mutants is I was just like one of these characters is gonna pop. Okay, one of them. And I always tell people two out of three ain't bad. Domino and Deadpool, okay, they made it to the next level. Gideon is still back there going, when's my time? When's the green ponytail gonna click?
You know, I'm a big fan. I love Gideon. He'll always have a special place in my heart. Yeah. So you were saying you had like sketches and different things and you had your ideas were pumping. Did you put the same number of like faxes through and sketches for all three characters or was it all at once? What was that like?
Well, no, it would, for that issue, I submitted Gideon, Deadpool, and Domino. And look here, let's just cut to the chase. I can share that with you right here because, yeah. So here's the first thing. So this, the entirety of these pages is New Mutants 98 and they're musty and they're old, but, for instance, the reason I wanted to go get that, get the New Mutants 98s is because, so we start here, but we've got like right here, these two layouts are what you see right here. Okay. Those are like my rough breakdowns. And so I would lay the entire issue out and put it through to editorial and then, you know, for everybody else to follow. So this is the kind of stuff that I would do. And then of course here, this stick figure right here, but you've got Cable down here. You've got Deadpool right there. There's Deadpool right there. This is many pages. That is a rough breakdown of what you see right here. Remember, everyone watching this, this is my reader copy. Do not flip out that I'm not taking minty care of this. I can already hear all about it. But so then, Ryan, what I would do is, so here, for instance, is Domino's. This is the original. This is, that's the ink on paper. I took it out. So this is Domino. This is when I submitted to her. And then I have them in the shiny plastic, but here's the first Deadpool sketch. And then, and if you look closely, there's a Shatterstar right there in pencil.
Oh, yeah.
But there's, you know, all the renderings that I would send in. Because again, I wanted Bob, who was my editor at the time, to know what I was doing and where I was taking it. And I always put little notes. Marvel Age magazine printed a bunch of these out back in the day. They did like a two-issue, two-part Rob Liefeld sketchbook, the Rob Liefeld New Mutant sketchbook. And you'll see, because that was 87, all of the Mutant Liberation Fronts. So Zero, Thumbelina, Forearm, Strobe Temple. And then there was one dedicated just to all my Cable sketches.
In that time frame, like, do you remember how quickly that, like, that clicked for Cable? And then, like, you were getting those, like, yeses, go, go, go.
And you, like, Cable, we had to make him a man of mystery. And same with Deadpool, make him a man of, and look, I tied them both to Wolverine. He's my favorite character of all time. He will never not be my favorite character, right?
Sure.
So that's when I was like, hey, can I have Deadpool be part of the Weapon X program? I remember going, like this is the big call, man. And I'm making the call, and I said to my editor, I said, okay, so Wolverine is Weapon X, and that is a Roman numeral X, so that's 10. Is that correct? Yes. Have you shown 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9? And I didn't see them, because to my knowledge, you haven't, but maybe in a, and they're like, nope. I said, and I've told people I had gone to see the movie Twins in 1989, the holidays, and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, these were two big Hollywood stars at the time for everyone who's going, who are those people? And the thing is that the idea was that they were twins. Well, at the end of the movie, the big reveal is they were both genetically engineered, and you've got the scientist, and he says, you know, about Arnold. Arnold goes, how are we twins? And he goes, well, you're the good stuff. You were all the good material. And then Danny DeVito goes, well, what about me? And he goes, you were the crap of the program. And Arnold goes, you're the crap. You are the crap. And Danny goes, I'm the crap. And so I literally said to Marvel, what if Wolverine is Schwarzenegger and Deadpool is the crap? And that's why he looks like crap, because he fell short. They hadn't gotten there yet. They hadn't gotten to their perfected rendition of Weapon X. Now, obviously, because I wouldn't let go of that, in X-Force 2 with Kane, Garrison Kane, who is hunting, he's Weapon 11. Like, because now we've expanded to flying limbs and cybernetic parts. And again, Ryan, I just got the clearance all the time. Yeah, whatever you want to do, Rob, whatever you want to do. So I was like, this is rad. Like, this Hell is yeah. so much fun. So I mean, that is the kind of stuff that I would just call them up. And Cable had really made its impact, and New Mutants had. And then you got to understand, we went into Extinction Agenda, which is, I think that trade paperback is right there. I see it behind you. The Extinction Agenda, that blew up. So we, you know, had a year of just climb. And then we, you know, rocketed out of that with New Mutants 98. And again, they had, it's like, be careful what you wish for. I had really wanted to write the book, and they let me. And so now I'm, you know, submitting the plots, the stories, the outlines for a year. And it's all supposed to be building towards this relaunch with X-Force. And the great thing is, you know, Deadpool 98, when it hit, they called me up, and I have this story hasn't changed for 30 years, because it was so, this is the first time they said, Rob, can I remember the editor said, can you put Deadpool in issue 100? And I said, I just FedExed out the last 10 pages. No, like, you know, when you finish a page, you do not want to go back and put anything else in. And he's like, okay, no chance. You can sneak him in for a page. And I go, no, why? And they're like, Rob, we have never had this much fan mail on one character. He hit a chord. He just took off. And so when you ask yourself why Deadpool is a card in X-Force number one, and why he is the first 10 pages, 12 pages of X-Force number two, that was mandate. That was Marvel going, hey, we need you to fast track it. And where this is historically annotated is in the Marvel Age X-Force preview. They do an interview with me.
I want to get to the fans in a second, because that's a great important point. But you were, I apologize because I interrupted you. You were about to show us some other really cool stuff that you were about to show off.
So these are I would take an 8.5 by 11 page, and you can see on the back the fold, the dirty fold. So these, I have all of these from 98. So this is, I have always wanted, I like working small. I like getting the kinks out small. And then I would blow these up back then on a light table. I would go to the copy shop, blow these up to 11 by 17 and then transfer them on a light table and then ink them because I was penciling and inking the book. So these are like, these are cool to me. Again, more than represent, they're like a time capsule to me. They're a moment in time. And again, I have, I won't take these out, but like, these are also from X-Force 2 when Kane and Deadpool are fighting the entire sequence. Again, I just, you know, I have all of these on these half of eight and a half by 11 pages. Some of them, like earlier issues, I was doing them on the inside. So literally I have like, they're mini comics. They're my original mini comics.
Yeah. I want a museum exhibit of all this stuff of just like, you know, going and walking through and like seeing these things up close. You know, we had these Marvel exhibits and seeing some original pages, a lot of, you know, original Kirby or Starlin stuff. I love this process. So thank you for sharing all those. Those are awesome. No,
the Marvel connection with the fans has always been top notch. Like, so to be part of it, you know, I mean, just this morning, Ryan, I kid you not. I mean, I'm my own man. If I don't believe it, I do not say it. I said to my wife, I go, there is no, I hate the word brand, but there's nothing like Marvel in the culture. And it's weird being a high school kid who was hiding my comics, you know, in my peachy folder and, you know, was semi-mocked, like, oh, you're reading a comic book? To now being part of that and now going on, like for me, whatever 1989 is that 32 years being associated with Marvel is just, it's a blast. And the fans are the best.
Yeah, and we're thankful for them. We're thankful for everybody who's watching here. I do have some fan questions I want to get to, but you mentioned...
Oh, hi, it's Ryan, also of the Ryan that you know who's been doing this show with Rob. Real quick, Rob is showing off some really cool collectibles, but we want to get back into the stuff that you don't need to visually see so you can enjoy this podcast perfectly well. Rob, tell us a little bit about the cover work you're doing for Deadpool's Nerdy 30.
So to the Marvel overlords, I gave them, I submitted a list, and then they said, we'll give you assignments. I think it's 3 to 4 a month I'm doing. So it's great when I get the submissions to who I'm doing. And so I can tell you I Deadpool and Captain Marvel I'm doing. They just handed me that. Deadpool and Thor, which I'm thrilled because those are fun shots. And so I'm just trying to make them all different. The Silver Surfer one, I really wanted to make different. And I wanted him on the edge of the surfboard and riding in space with Silver Surfer. So it is a blast. I love doing them. And seeing them come together is really fun.
Okay, I think it's time now to get into some social questions because the fans have been amazing and we've got a lot of cool ones in here. So let's read a couple of them. So, you know, we were just talking about team-ups. One of the fan questions is, what has been your favorite Deadpool team-up? Who do you like seeing him side-by-side with?
The Jerry Dugan did a team-up with Wolverine and Captain America. I forget what the storyline was called.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. One of my favorite.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite Deadpool team up. I think the execution on those issues was fantastic. Anytime I'm reading something and I go, I'm pissed off that I didn't draw that. I know that, like it hit a nerve. That is my favorite. I know you guys have that. It's part of a collection too. So it's easy to obtain.
The producers are probably screaming at me, but one last one because again, the fans. I like this one. It says, who wins in a fight, Deadpool or Wolverine, Deadpool or Cyclops, Deadpool or Strife? And Strife, one of my favorite characters, one of my favorite designs.
Thank you. Wow. You know, I'm going to say Deadpool. He finds his way to triumph in everyone. So I'm sorry. Is the bias there? Of course it is. But the healing factor is look, I've seen fan films where Deadpool doesn't win. And I'm like, that's not right. That fan film, whoever they had him pitted against, you're just, no. Deadpool is going to triumph. He is going to regrow. He is going to regenerate and he's going to come back and he's going to get you. Okay. So there you go.
There you go. Rob, it's been an absolute pleasure. I always love getting a chance to talk to you, especially when it's just Deadpool love and excitement and thank you for 30 years of Deadpool. We wouldn't be here.
Happy 30th anniversary, man. This is so great. Thank you for hanging with me. I really had a great time. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, hi, it's Ryan again. That was a great chat, Ryan. You did wonderful. Thank you, Ryan. I am so proud of my conversations. It's so good. Now, if you want to check out any of the stuff that Rob was talking about, of course, you should be subscribed to Marvel Unlimited. Go check out New Mutants number 98. And very soon enough, of course, you'll be able to check out the Deadpool Nerdy 30 Big Spectacular that he was a part of. Or you can go to your local comic shop and pick it up right now. We'll be back with another brand new episode of Marvel's Pull List real soon. I'm Ryan, and this is Marvel, your universe.